Müller de Schulchan and so on, and he explained that the Schulchan is even timed for being joined in front of Mokheim and so on. And now he says the commission is better safe than a Masnison. Schleicher Shah also Obama of the Vitera. Kach is Berg am King, Reish the Masnison. Schleicher Shah also Obama of the Vitera. I'm an Athura, really, Shannon's Kerem, a Saint of the Shah of Yashin, the Vitera. Rat me Nate Shun, a Lishnay, the Shnaim Shash, and Amen in the Vitera. Kavach, a Shleicher Shah, a Shnaim, and the Vitera, Kilachim Zivchemis. Brazil. Kim Pnesha Roshi Medavra Shokum Divater Tashem Shlesha Meshavanu. Being that it is appropriate once you have a Seder of a Shokum, once you have a Kibizu of a Shokum, Shokum Divater to sort of be Kaveh that the beginning of the Rishbahu. Meshavanu Kiroshia Kosha Nisbah. Because the Emedavra Divater, Aria Shokum as they usually have served in a Shem Nisbah. I show you Royal Haut of Shokum Zer, I should have Nashem Nisbah. So he says, Lamaisa, there are like seven when there is no, when it's not expected that there be divtaira. So the male, if it's not expected to be divtaira, we can't say that there's a chisarin if there is no divtaira. But if it is expected, but the, a situation that there's an expectation that there's divtaira, and there is no divetera, so that creates a matzav of ki'ilu, this is divorced from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's apart from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is it's an act of going away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, it gives it a shema v'nezer because it should have been something with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, we think of Avodah Zarah as being something that is we think of Avodah Zarah as something which is a kovasei. But the emes of it is any hasara from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by its definition, is something which is avodah zara. It's something which as long as it does not contain HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in itself is wrong, and it's lacking. Avodah Zarah, the Ikkar Nekudah Avodah Zarah is the Zarah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what you have over there. Well, the Fikah Hamas Shem Eim Adam Adav Tere Ki Lo Achor Vizitche Meisim Shem Esalkim HaShulchan Shofni Hashem Esbarach Litzak Acher. Since they're sort of moving that Shulchan to another direction, that's creating a situation of Avodah Zarah. Or maybe Raim Nakos of Shama Ki Chol Shulchanah Yisvich Gaimeh. Uriah Zeus, what's the Uriah from the Pasuk Shulchan is? Uriah Zeus, Shenikra Mashem Kimul of Shulchan. The Ula Vedizara, Kemoy Shenikra Shulchan Kadosh Baruch Hu Shulchan Gavaya. Kelehim Achirim. So he says, the Uriah from the Pasuk is that just like there is a Shulchan, that just like there's a yinika that shayach mitzara toiv, there's a yinika that shayach mitzara ra. In other words, the world of ra produces a certain level of yinika that you can live off it. It's true that the etzim is destructive and it has no toich and so on. But at the end of the day, there is it can create a certain matzav of chiyus for all sorts of other nivrayim. A marshal to it would be all sorts of garbage, the marshal that serves as a food supply for all sorts of nivrayim shvalim that they find their chiyus dafka from the misa. Parshas and the Rima, the Talea, and so on, those are all Nivraim that are Yainik, the Erchias from a Chelek that's Ra. Mm-hmm. And even though Be'etzim it doesn't have a Chias, or something, maybe it's for Kiloyan, but Lemaisa, it can provide a temporary Chias. So there is a shulchan of it, a zelum as there where you could be yainik, a kiilu chiyus or something, and that's what you have over there. Rakot Rama, ki chol shulchanes mole ki tzaya. The lo amru ki chol shulchanes mole zivchei meisim. Why does it say mole ki tzaya? It might talk about zivchei meisim. They don't understand what's the pshat b'li makom. In the Mela, they have all sorts of pirushim. Avla kotzav kara karbanish lehem, shem zifchem meisim ki tzoya b'li makom. Why? V'zeh, ki karbanisham kimoi ki tzoya, she ki tzoya she yoytze min adam, ein sotik she yoytze min tzumka, v'shul shu zar v'nachri elof. He's saying over here he'll compare it later also. A person's guf has in itself a darga of chiyus, that the person's guf has in itself a certain level of chiyus that it can it accepts what it needs for chiyus, and it gets rid of inyanim that are not for it. There are two ifanim in which you can get rid of inyanim that are not for it. There are things that are shaykh to Adam but require a certain beer that chalak a bit offer him chalak or not, and that's where it comes in as the reject on one side of it. And then there's something where the goof says that this is something completely alien to the body, it's not shy to the body, and that spits it back up from the mouth. It's ki'ilu, there are two inyanim that a person needs to do away with. The inyanim that a shy to Adam, but within that contains things that are not good, so that's not thrown out because that's a mitzvah. So not sad to the person, but the chalakim which that need to be got rid of, and that is in yanim that we desire. The key is something that's completely sad to the other. In other words, it's not the pshat, it went through and the body got rid of it, it never had luck to it. In other words, Avodah Zarah almost all the other inyanim in the world, almost all the other Averis, have some makom, so the vast majority of it is not good, but there's a chelik that's shaykh to Adam. The person is getting rid of the pshat and keep doing home. And the chayin hala, no, all the nyanim like that. In the nyanim of Arayas, it's especially, as I said, nyanim of Arizara, it has no makom. Lamashal, you have, of the gimel Averis. So Ritzicha has a disadvantage of time to kill somebody who says dead. There's a time when you kill a Raivis. Arayas, Yibum is a p'chin of a het of Arayas for something. In Avodah Zarah, there's no tahedah. A Navi that comes and he can do a rush on any Avera except for Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is totally zah. It has no shaykh as bad to Adam, and that's why it's not shaykh in any circumstance that it should be good. And the male is called Ki Tzaya, Tzaya of Ki. Being that this is not nidbak to it. Al kitzay shizar v'nochriya min ha-teva izar legamri. So kitzay is the rejection of something, the mo'us of something, which is the mo'us of something which is which is which has no shaitas to something is called ki, and it's the zar. You also find the marshal the tzay itself becomes like a tinta for smicha, the fertilizer, the normal fertilizer is that there is a type of you know it goes along the it becomes tzay normally becomes like a tinta for the next smicha. You don't have that key. Key is something which doesn't have a makom, doesn't have a matzias, a klapi, a person, so on. V'deshav abli makom. That's the lesson abli makom. Klema shekol dava ba'olam ashevah Hashem Yisbarach yishli makom asher nivralav. Shemadegasim eklema. In other words, anything that has a matzias in the world has a makom. Everything has its time and its place. There are itois and kahelas for everything, and there's makaymas. Meshamru, ein lecha adam shein lecha, ein lecha dava shein lemakar. Meshvay des Hashem. So everything has a metzias, except it has gevulas. It has a gevul mitzad. This man has gevul mitzad makam. If it's outside of its gevul, it's not good. But it's but it has a place and a time where, like we said before, you know, even Arayas, you had. Esther Malka was over there with Lishma because you know that's the thing that it's actually believe up it was so lame kmitzi saya bavush with nachi bazar achilin shtir l'shem achilin shtir. If the person eats and drinks because he needs to do, he needs to learn, he needs to continue Salmei Shkodesh, so the shulchan is b'chubet for learning to some degree. Here we're talking about where a person is menatic in yonim of achil shtir b'chlal from kedusha, then it becomes by default emptiness is avodah zarah. Emptiness is something that has no mock in this world, and b'meila it's in a certain sense worse. And avera is a ra in a certain gvul. X, Y, Z was wrong, but that's it. Here you have something which is kloyus, it has no makom. Achil and shtiyah is an activity in its own right, only for its purpose, not associated with anything else. Not echetim to be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be poyed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not echetim to be able to go on site and avodah zarah and so on, has no makom. Mashama kikol shulchan es mole kitzaya yesh lefarish al haklogot hamoz vatiyof shul shulchanam. Kumashederach hakasum chol makom mahaflik. Avol ikar pirush mashama achakach beli makom. Shadovish yesh le makom hu mugbal. Shazen yom makom ashur makiv hu magbil ashur makom loy. Avodah ashur beli makom meyavar ezarash in le makom kabo ilo. Shur yoytze chut mitzer ilo. Umaachash in le makom in le mugbal. So he says another extraordinary nekuda about this, that anything that has a makom in the Bria, it's rise also with a gvul, because it depends on the circumstance. In circumstance A, it's good, in circumstance B. So the ra of arayas even is in many places, but then it has a makom where it is okay. It's the ra shaboy can't be believed gvul, because within its gvul, it has taif. Mashaikin over here, he says, this is something that once a person goes into it, it's endless. In other words, a framework that has that's devoid of elikus has a certain tachaim to it. The tachaim is a zelumas of the bleak full of taif. There's ein saif of taif, and the tachaim rabba, a tachaim is ein saif. So in voidness, where there isn't anything, that has in itself a bleak full of ra in a certain sense. Klemish ein kadova magdum. Al mizbeach Hashem nisbarach, shakobot ha-shalof, ein leim alem kumole. Ashik bosh ha nisbarach ish lemokrem, becholish ish lemokrem u-mukbam. So kobot is having vult to forget, Ram says al mizbeach, that it's mechuvin titev, it's very, very mukbam, and that has very clearly defined gvulis. Mitzad sh-mokrem yad mizah shavetoichay. Leyem al zek ha-shul kumole b'li mokrem. Al shulchan es ha-berizor meleim kitzoya b'li mokrem. Ashik mokrem kolei mishim mokrem kolei. So it's a ra that has in itself no gvulis and so on. But let's, I guess, compare it a draft. Given the choice between someone who's a kreifer baker, someone who believes in a strange, in a different god, so one instinctively would say, l'chura, not believing in sort of parva, and believing in something bad is bad. You know, people pride themselves, they don't believe in the cosmos, they also don't believe in Yeshua, as opposed to someone who plays Sermon, someone who believes in Yeshua or something. So on a practical level, of course, you know, certainly it's better that people don't believe. It's a pshat machmas, oinsa, machmas kadusa, machmas this. On a practical level, certainly. But in principle, a person lives in a world of no emunah is the etzem living in a tahoim rabba. It's an endless nothingness. A person who is living in a world of toes, so forget, this gvulis, this, you know, he moved the gvul to the wrong place, he put it in, it's something that's shayach to grapple with. But a person who be etzem is mufka, we have any tachlis or any metzias, he falls into a tachim rabba of nothingness. V'chol advar me'elu yesh lahavin mash Hashem yisbarach nikra b'mokoy v'pirish yisbarach mikoyim eshol eila b'chlal v'dav ezeh shutikresa rezerv v'yoyta shem yisbarach shum kresh o'elam v'beli makam v'are. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu mikoyim eshol eilam, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu endows the world with makom, which is what allows the world to exist. I want to sharpen this a little bit. It's a point you say. Reb Shachaim speaks about it in Shara Gimel, and he speaks about it in different Eifanim, about a Kodesh Baruch Hu called Makom, Mekayem Shel Olam. They usually speak about it more in the sense of a Kodesh Baruch Hu allowing for the world to come into place, Tzimtzum, and so on. I want to talk about the connection he's saying over here. In order for a person with a Baal Gevul to be able to function, he needs a place. He needs Gevulis. We cannot function if there's no Makom. Let's take an example, a little bit abstract, but something we can understand. A person has two places they can go to eat. Shabbos. One place is a place that invited him and they said, Chaim, please come for Shabbos. And one place is an open event of Kol Dichvin Yetzi V'Yechol, where the whole once comes. It's open to the whole world. Where would a person rather eat? So, shallowly, we could say, what's the difference? It's like something about the taste between Chaim and Baal. I'll take a look at the food better. Basically, it's a close friend of mine. But if a person thinks that, but if you think about it a little bit, it's not like that. In a place that you're invited means you have a makor. Somebody said, I need you at the table. You're there as the guest. You are the person. And you know, this is a makor for you. If it's a place where Kol Dichvin Yetzi V'Yechol, then it's not the Pshat I have a Makom there. The thing is Mufka for Makom. So whether I come or don't come, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't sell itself through to any person whatsoever. They have to for food, that's all it is. A person, it's like all these public events that they make. The people who show up there, the Nebuch people, it's not because they're Nebuch people that show up, nobody else wants to come. It's the tzura of an invitation of Kol Dichvin Yetzi V'Yechol is not a tzura of showing tzu to a person. And the other person doesn't have a makom there. I'm not going to be thrown out, but nothing thrown out doesn't mean I have a makom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the world a makom means he gave every yitzur a hakadara. And it's the gevulas that gives the person his metzias. The color of one is so much as on the Kermokin. Appears as she is birth, be creams on the cloud. But double this with the creams of a desirable Yitan Hashem is not from Kosovo, who believe Mokin Bivane. We name that Tavin Masha Omru Kidulu Ochum is from Honey Shom Mokin. That's the Kadosh of Mokin, the Omru Shom Kosh Baruch. And that's an extraordinary idea. It's the Pshat is when a person stalls a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when a person is yoinik, he's yoinik specifically his yinika, and then he has a makom. The Gemara says about Basra that when Eov was arguing HaKadosh Baruch Hu that maybe you were machlif Eov Yoyev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says every hair in the head has to be yoinik from a specific makom, and if we're not yoinik from that makom, then if two hairs would get to a makom, the person would die. Whatever it means on a physical level. But in the Nekuda of Pnimius, it means that everything in the world that has a yinika, its yinika is unique to that makom. That's its hagadara of its yinika. And therefore, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't look at the world as low as in terms of the person. Everyone has a hashgacha pratis, and the male. it's talks to very specifically to something. That any time a person is being yonik, he's being yonik from that particular place. Chazal say that kshamim, that there are no two traps, place, and also they would explode, and so on. But it means the kedarim, and so on. V'chol ze kidei lumoid l'chol reisha shleshes akhlo shom echad v'chol ze amru ala divetar v'pulu k'le yoytim m'shutza shol Hashem yisbar shom k'em shol oil k'elu yoytim m'shutza shol Hashem yisbar shom k'em shol oil v'chol ha m'koyma yistachas ha mokrim v'shem yisbar shom k'el 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 m'koyma v'ein l'kar m'shulem shol amir nizor av mokrim v'l'kach nefra shol chodesh nem mole ki tzoya afgav shol shol chom mole kim shen l'kar shol nizor av mokrim v'atzma shol mokrim
just I guess that's just in the pshat of it. HaKadosh Baruch is Mekoymeh Shel Olam, so he's Masbeh
right.
That HaKadosh Baruch gives Mekoymeh to everyone.
Right.
But how does that touch into Mekoymeh Shel Olam? Does it mean the fact he's like the Mekor of Mekoymeh? Is that what it means?
Yes. He is Mr. Mekoymeh. He's the Sheirish of Mekoymeh in the world. Exactly. That's what it means. Yes, exactly. Okay. If I can ask you also for a disc again, so you don't mind it.